The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, deliverance from your afflictions.
You're going to miss, you got a man that loves you, you got kids, you got grandkids. I'm going to tell you something, I'd run all of them off. Had Jesus not delivered me, I wouldn't have wanted to. I would have destroyed my marriage. I would have raised the weirdest children in the whole state of Texas.
Overcoming Affliction, next on Life Today.
It is always a joy to share this time with all of you and with you. Beth Moore is going to be sharing, and she's talking about affliction. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I have been married 50 years, but we have not ever had any affliction as far as conflict, right?
Oh, no, never. No.
We have really dealt with those things and not let them eat on us. And that's really part of what we're talking about in the incredible product, Heaven and Health. Now, I want you to listen to the subtitle. Discover the Blessings of Heaven While Living on Earth. And this really has a whole lot to do with how we think, how we live, how we eat, how we care for the temple of God. Betty and I have been married 50 years. We're having a wonderful time together. We're enjoying our grandchildren. We're enjoying life by sharing life, by loving others and encouraging people, and in every way we can, share how you can be better. For instance, when Dr. Colbert, who's been so highly accepted, whether it's on Dr. Oz or whether it is on Joyce Meyer's program, when he's helped her personally and her viewers, or whether he's been here on Life Today, and to write a book, The Seven Pillars of Health, The Natural Way to Better Health for Life, and I got news for you. He actually is addressing the supernatural way, and that's what we're talking about. And with Beth Moore teaching on affliction, which contributes, the afflictions come in so many forms, so many ways, and how that can contribute to diminishing our health. And that's one of the bonus parts of the package of literally Heaven and Health. And we want you to get it. Well, Beth's going to talk to us about affliction. How about we welcome Beth Moore and her teaching? Here's Beth.
Now, I'm going to tease you here with this and kind of just dangle this carrot out for a minute, and really not to tease you, but just because it just doesn't come up to the next one. But I really am going to tell you what my major affliction is. But I'm not going to tell you to the second half of the series. You're going to have to wait until then. But I really have experienced it. And I've had an affliction where I've gotten some victory, and it's mostly in my past. And then I've got one that is sort of ongoing, just sort of like visits me on a regular basis. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Affliction, according to all the things we've learned, I would still call it an affliction. And number three is going to be based on the definition I'm going to give you. Remember that the earlier definition said that it could be any kind of real extreme discomfort or oppression. It could be physical, it could be mental, it could be spiritual. So the same thing would be expressed in the theological word book of the Old Testament, but it takes it to a place where now I believe you're going to be able to go in any situation, no matter whether we've named them, in any situation, you'd be able to go, yes, that's an affliction, or no, it is not. This word, this Hebrew word that is translated affliction in the Old Testament, the primary meaning of it, according to the theological word book of the Old Testament, is to force. This is a really important part of it. To try to force submission. To try to force submission. At the primary meaning of it, if you were just trying to wrap your mind around, like, give me in a nutshell, give me in a phrase, give me in half a sentence, What would you call an affliction? Something that is trying to get you. I'm gonna give it a persona for a moment, as if it's a thing with that's animated. Something that is trying to get you to submit to it. Something that just wants to have mastery over you. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Like when something, like we talked about infertility with Hannah a little earlier. This would be a perfect example of something that's just like, it can become something that you're just underneath, where it becomes almost an obsession. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It tries to force you into some kind of submission. That brings us to number three, so we can put it out in a point. Affliction always involves submission. Affliction always involves submission. Here's where our wonderful news comes, because God can use an affliction. Girlfriend, guyfriend, God can use an affliction. And the whole purpose, so this is why good and bad, I always want you to think, when you think the word affliction, think submission. Affliction, submission, affliction, submission. Every time you think the one, think the other. Get it so deeply in your thoughts that when one comes up, the other comes up in your mind, where you can think, okay, the key way to remember what it means is that affliction always involves, tell me the word. It is a thing that draws us to submit to it. Unforgiveness. Oh. Because it's just begging you to submit to your bitterness. Begging you to submit to your unforgiveness. Where it's just like mastered you. That is a huge area of affliction. But God's purpose for it, if He ever leaves it, we're going to talk about being delivered from it, but if He chooses for a time, or maybe permanently, not to remove it. Now, it will never be a matter of sin He won't remove. Like if it's unforgiveness, then it's removed from us by forgiving. But when it's a different kind of matter, like some of the others that we mentioned, when it comes to this matter, what God's intention always is, and this is how we would also learn to forgive, He is using the affliction to get us to submit to Him every single time. The only reason it's been left any length of time in your life, especially after you've asked to be delivered from it, is because God wants to use it to get you to submit to Him. It's asking us, and again, I'm giving it its own persona as if it is animated. It's begging us to submit to it. But every time we get that sense that it's trying to get me to bow the knee to it, we turn around and we bow our knees before the throne. Mm-hmm. Because every time we think affliction, we must think, tell me the word.
Submission.
Okay, I'm going to tell you in the future part of our series, one of my ongoing areas of affliction, but mine used to be, I have been delivered from the big one of my past, and it was what I will call a victim affliction. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just a victim affliction, and it followed me well into adulthood, where I would just put myself in the position over and over and over again to be victimized. And it wasn't always one way. It could be all sorts of ways. Early on in my life, it started as sexual victimization. But as I grew older, it just becomes a pattern in your life. And then you're in a situation constantly. I had so many great friends. I'm so glad that the Lord let me correct what I was about to say. I have been so blessed by so many relationships, but I had a pattern of just attracting bullied type people. Anybody else? They were just really, that were really, really strong willed and that I would feel like I couldn't have an opinion with. Do y'all think I'm the most bizarre person you've ever? Listen, I've had some problems in my life, and if you need a teacher that hasn't, you got the wrong one today. You got the wrong one today. But I just would put myself in that position over and over. And, you know, you're thinking, well, you seem strong-willed to me. Thank you, Jesus. I hand you Exhibit A, Jesus Christ, who makes us a different person. But I repeated that pattern over and over again. And God, in one of the biggest, if not, I'm going to go ahead and say the biggest, next to my salvation, The biggest thing he ever delivered me from was my own victimization, my own victim affliction, that I would find myself in a situation where I just didn't feel the freedom to go. You know, I didn't even feel like I had the freedom to break up with someone. I didn't feel like I had the freedom to go, you know what? The thing of it is, I don't like you. You know what I'm saying? When we realize that we've had a friend for many, many years that we can't stand. And I mean, we want to love them in the Lord. You might know what I'm talking about, but it's like, you know what? This is not a nice person. This is not a nice person. I'm oppressed every time I'm with her. I mean, listen, pray for her, but I'm just saying, honestly, do you have to be your best friend when she mistreats you over and over again? Is anybody listening? So just have to ask yourself, well, I put myself in that position over and over and over. And God delivered me. God delivered me. And, you know, I attract a different kind of friend now because I am a different kind of person. And then if I realize, well, okay, here, this is a little odd, at least then I know I don't have to dump the friend. I can have a good, healthy boundary. Actually, Jesus tells me what to do. And, you know, I got my man who I trust. But you don't get to be my God. I have one already. Anybody? It was huge. There's no way I could put it in a big enough font, bold enough, red enough, italicized enough. Huge. That was my big deliverance. And it marked everything about my life, everything. It is my freedom. It is my freedom. And so what I want you to understand as we begin to draw this first half of our series on affliction to a close, I want you to be thinking with me that we want to pray to be delivered. I want you to hear the psalmist as he cries out. We've been in Psalm 25, really centered on verse 18. Consider my affliction and my trouble and forgive all my sins. This next verse is going to become so important to us next half. Consider how many are my foes and with what violent hatred they hate me. Oh, guard my soul and deliver me. You and I want to pray to be delivered from our affliction. We want to. Listen, don't just be a glutton for punishment. I mean, for crying out loud, what in a New Testament concept, if we were to say, okay, what would be the New Testament concept of this Old Testament affliction? Probably Paul's thorn in the flesh in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And remember, he asked numerous times to be delivered from it. And we want to have that same pattern, that until we get a flat out repeated no, no, and I don't want to hear about it again, no, you understand what I'm saying? Not out loud, but just in our, we're over and over, we ask, and then God says, then there's some reason why it's left, and that's going to be the next part of our series. Why, and what do we do with it? But by all means, your first response to it is, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Now, until then, what do? We submit, because we remember that with every time I think affliction, I'm going to think submission. I'm either submitting at all. Thank you, Lord. At all times, we are in an affliction. We are submitted either to the affliction or to Jesus Christ. Always. So it's just where you want. Your knees are down. The legs are buckled. So it's just who are you kneeling in front of? Because it's either going to be the affliction or it's going to be your deliverer. And we won't pray to be delivered. I can remember we have so many wonderful praise songs now that I don't remember the last time I sang this, but for you that are my age or within 10 years of my age will remember that there was a song we used to very commonly sing in our worship services that said these words, brokenness, brokenness is what I long for. And we get to that part and I go, but I just would never open my mouth. Because the fact was, I didn't want any brokenness. I mean, I knew I needed it. The next line was, okay, it's what I need. Okay, I can go there with you. But I'm not just going to go, give me brokenness. I mean, maybe you do. I'm not. You know, once I realize that I need a broken heart over something that I've got a hard heart over, yes, that's fair. But, I mean, I'm not just looking for misery. Are you? I mean, if you are, you need to go back to the victim affliction because you've got it yourself. But I'm not just going, Lord, break me today. Anybody? I don't know. Maybe you do. I'm not doing that. If I am going through a tough time, I'm going to want to go, Lord, deliver me. If you don't, let's see what we're going to do with this. But I'm asking you, Lord. I feel afflicted, and I'm asking you to deliver me. Either way, what we're going to learn is affliction never gets to be our excuse for defeat. Never. 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 You might have an addiction affliction, and it may be that God removes the yearning and you never have it again. Or it may be that you have it every day for the rest of your life. It depends on what God's point is. Very often, if his point is supremacy, he just wants you to see he is a huge God capable of anything, you might get delivered from it. But there are other times when he leaves a thorn because his point is not necessarily supremacy. It is sufficiency. My grace is sufficient. And every day with that craving, you'll get up and hit your knees and go, I'm going to tell you something, Lord. I cannot make it till noon without you. If you're not on me and in me, I will not make it till noon. And so you know what you do? You make it to noon on Jesus Christ. And then you make it to supper. And then you make it to midnight. And then you make it through the dark night. And the reason why I can talk to this is because I come from a very addictive, addictive family with a whole lot of addiction problems and a whole lot of addictive kinds of traits of my own. I get this one. And if that's you, pray to be delivered. And if you're not, his point is, you will live on me as surely as you snorted, as surely as you drank, as surely as you turned to that obsessive behavior, you will live on me. You'll have to think about me all the time to make it. You know what happened out of that with me? See, I didn't get to do gray. I did not get to. If I'm near gray, this is just the pull of my flesh. If I am in the gray, I fall back into the black hole. I have to live over here. Other people get to go days sometimes without really getting in the scriptures. Not me. Not me. I've been too many places. I've been down too deep. I've been too broken. I have been too caught in bondage in my past. I can't get away with that. I can't get away with that. I've said so many times, I'm about 3 weeks away from the next big pit should you take my Bible from me today. About 3 weeks I'd give myself. That's been a beautiful thing to me because desperation can be a gift. Sufficiency. You will live off of me. And when you die, you will get to look at my face and go, I lived off of you. I lived off of you. I said to the Lord this morning, and I meant it, these were not pious words. I said to him, you're my whole life. You're my whole life. I got nothing without you. I got nothing without you. You're going, Beth, you got a man that loves you. You got kids. You got grandkids. I'm going to tell you something. I'd run all of them off had Jesus not delivered me. I wouldn't have wanted to. I would have destroyed my marriage. I would have raised the weirdest children in the whole state of Texas. You're my whole life. You're my whole life. Till then, I want you to know that God sees. The Lord sees your affliction, the scripture says. What I also love is it says he hears. And he heard Hagar's affliction. He hears an affliction in the moans and groans, even when you don't make a sound. In the silence, affliction makes a noise. And God sees. He responds. and you bow. You bow because girlfriend and guy friend, you're bowing anyway. Choose where you'll bow.
To obtain information on Beth's teaching materials and for her speaking schedule, visit us online at lifetoday.org.
I'm amazed always by how God gifts people, how God sends us as His family, individuals who impart wisdom and truth and understanding and direction for our lives. Mm-hmm. And Beth does that. I want you to get the heaven and health, the blessings of heaven while living on earth, and the bonus DVD, Heaven and Health, that Beth has. It's a part of it. I want you to get it. Let me tell you about it. Robert Morris is teaching. Sheila Walsh, Dr. Colbert, $69 CD, all right, and the book. If you want the DVD and CDs, we're asking for $129. That goes to help the outreaches of life to provide the material. And I pray with all my heart that you'll go online or you'll call now, use your bank card, like a check, and say, I want to receive help, but also want to help others. I want to get the truth out. Make that call. It could change your life. It will enhance your life. You say, James, why do you offer these materials, these teachings? One reason. We really care about you. And you want to know why? Because we know the God that cares more about you than you may be able to comprehend, but we've experienced it, and we want to express it and share it with you. We are the recipients of that grace and that blessing. We want to pass it on to you. We're not a bunch of pros. We're servants of the Most High God and you. We want the best for you. We'll rejoice with you when you rejoice. We'll weep with you when you weep. We want to lift your burdens. We want to help you get out of the pit of defeat. Set your feet on a solid rock. Fix your eyes on Jesus and see joy overflow like rivers of living water flowing freely. Give us an opportunity to help you and know that we're going to spend our lives touching the suffering, binding up the broken hearts, and we'll do it together. You'll actually, while finding help yourself, you'll be helping us help others. And from the bottom of our heart, we thank you for that. We're actually trying to provide some homes for people right now in Central America. They don't even have a good place to live with their family. We're going to bless some of them this year, and we're going to do it together. Make that call right now and let us send you this incredible material that could change your life forever.
Introducing Heaven and Health, a powerful new series designed to help you discover and walk in the blessings of heaven while living on earth. Through 7 life-changing messages, our guests, Dr. Don Colbert, Bible teacher Sheila Walsh, and Pastor Robert Morris, team up to help you discover God's promises for health and wholeness through nutrition, a healthy mind and emotions, and for divine healing. Plus, when you call today, we'll send you Dr. Don Colbert's New York Times best-selling book, 7 Pillars of Health, and the inspirational resource, Healing Promises.
God's very interested in what you eat because your choices of food will determine your health, your length, and quality of life.
Jesus said, I've come to give you life, not survival, not just getting through one more day. I've come to give you life.
We've already been healed in our spirits. If you're saved, your spirit's been healed. But what about the healing of your soul? And what about the healing of your body?
Call now to receive the Heaven and Health audio series and books with your gift of just $69. Or with your gift of $129, request both the audio and video series with books and also receive the bonus DVD by Beth Moore. As you begin your journey to health and wholeness, please consider helping the lives of others by making an additional life-changing gift to provide new homes for impoverished families. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I think sometimes, Betty, people see a situation like this and they say, well, you know, situations like this everywhere. And they think, no way we can help them all. These people probably think nobody ever notices. You know, amazing thing, God notices. And as a result of noticing, God sends somebody like us out here to tell them God notices. And we're gonna do what we can to help them. And if we do it together, we can give these people hope.
As long as we care, there's hope. There's a chance, an opportunity to change the situation and let them see God's love through our actions. I so want people around here to know that it truly is in our heart to help them and to make a difference and to get our friends to help us help them, because we can't do it adequately without your help.
As you discover God's promises for health and wholeness, consider reaching out to others in need by giving an extra gift that will help provide a family a new home.
I pray, and I not just hope, I pray, because I want the very best for you. We do. That's why we're here. It's why we bring guests in that can impart life, love, and meaning in so many ways and help. Heaven and Health, I hope you get it not only in the CD, but I hope you get the DVD. I think somehow just looking and watching and listening is so meaningful. And remember, we will send you the bonus DVD, Heaven and Health with Beth Moore. This is tremendous material, and I want you to remember, please, we want to give homes to people in Central America that are in desperate need. We're talking about their health. They really need shelter. But we've been there many times, they don't have it, and that contributes to the lack of health. Let's give them some homes. So if you want to make a gift toward that, the homes cost $4,400. Everybody does a little bit more, so they want, I want to pay for a home, because we're asking God to let us help some precious families. Thanks for watching. Encourage your friends to watch live today.
Join James and Betty Robison July 18th through the 20th for the Awaken Now Conference at Gateway Church in South Lake, Texas, featuring inspiring speakers such as author and neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson, international Bible teacher and author Beth Moore, Pastor Robert Morris, author and speaker Christine King, and many more, including musical guests such as Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Register today for this once-in-a-lifetime event celebrating 50 years of ministry with James and Betty Robison. Go to lifetoday.org.
It is stunning what God will do with a broken heart if you give Him all the pieces.
Tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.